Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How many years is this for Light Up Night?
59 years.
Okay, so it's 59 years, and it's Light Up Night in the Santa Spectacular, which is put on by Entercom Radio. And you guys are working closely together, Entercom and the PDP, for these events. You, really quickly, yesterday, as you and I were finishing up our conversation, you did a nice rundown of the major events, starting with the tree lighting at City Hall, which literally, if you plan it right, you can attend all of these things because you guys have coordinated them very well.
Yeah, so everything actually kicks off at noon at the creche at U.S. Steel Tower. So that dedication happens at noon. Then at 4:45, we have the courthouse tree lighting and the tower lighting. 5:15, the city-county building lighting. 5:30, PPG Plaza tree lighting. 5:45, Oxford Center tree lighting. Market Square, BMI Mellon Season of Lights is after that. Then we have the Highmark Christmas tree, the old horns tree, that lights. Then we have fireworks in the Point with Santa Spectacular. Then we have Adam Lambert on the Comcast Light Up Night stage as our main event. And then we have the BMI Mellon Zambelli fireworks finale at 9:30.
So just rolls right through.
It does. It does, yeah. And we kind of, you know, create this experience where folks can bounce around downtown. And during that time, they can stop in the holiday market. The People's Guest Holiday Market opens up tomorrow or on Friday. They can pop into a restaurant, grab a bite to eat, a couple of drinks. So it's a great opportunity to kind of see all the sights of downtown Pittsburgh in one long night.
Let's talk about how every year now, and I remember when you first announced you were doing this, the People's Gas Holiday Market in Market Square, which is the oldest gathering point for merchants in the region. How many vendors are in there?
There's 35 vendors in Market Square. They are sandwiched in there. So, you know, we created a village inside of that space. So if you haven't checked it out, it's a great experience. You're going to see vendors from around the world. We have Katie Wolfart, one of the largest German vendors in the country, in the world, in the market as kind of an anchor. But then we've done a great job of curating an experience of local makers, regional makers, and then these international artists.
You know, I was in a holiday market last night, and they were working late setting stuff up. And it's amazing because so many of these gifts are these little tiny things, and they all have to be displayed and put on shelves. So when you walk through the holiday market once it's open, have an appreciation for what hard work these folks have done to get things ready. But, Jeremy, we need to talk about the security in downtown Pittsburgh, because obviously there have been incidents over the last year that have gotten a lot of attention. And I know you guys have been working very closely with law enforcement and public safety to try and make sure everything is just right.
Yeah, you know, we take everyone's security very seriously, and we appreciate really the diligent leadership of our police emergency services folks. We've been talking to them for months now about how to ensure this very large event remain safe for everyone, and we're confident in their abilities to keep us safe. So you'll see plenty of law enforcement out throughout the night in downtown Pittsburgh on Friday night, and we're really excited to bring folks down. This is a great opportunity to bring your family and friends and really kick off the season in only a way that Pittsburgh can.
Yeah, one of the things that might surprise you when you come down on Friday night is how bright it is. It's Light Up Night. And as part of the law enforcement and safety thing, they are bringing in a whole lot of extra lights, to the point that Director Hisrick told me yesterday it's going to be about three times the amount of light lighting up the events. And it's for safety purposes, but also it just gives everybody a better feeling. So expect that. Expect to see a lot more lights, and you can say hi to the horses as they walk through town. People
exactly,
love that.
Yeah,
people
no.
come up to those mounted patrols and,
well, they're beautiful.
They want
animals.
To pet the horses and
beautiful
the
animals.
Police who ride them love it. They absolutely love the interaction.
Yeah, we see them downtown quite a bit, and they love to interact with kids. And as I mentioned, those horses are absolutely beautiful.
Do you know, Jeremy, at PPG Place where they had those historical Santas in the gingerbread houses, they still going to do that?
So gingerbread houses have actually moved to a new home at the City County building. So you can check those out when you're at that tree lighting. But those will be there throughout the holiday season. And then the historical Santas are still going to be in the lobby of PPG Place. So you can check those out around the ice skating rink. But yeah, the Winter Garden is getting remodeled, and so all the gingerbread houses are moving to a new home.
I just want to make sure, because people, for some reason, they love those gingerbread houses.
Well, and the other thing that you told me yesterday, which really kind of surprised me, yes, we don't have the big box stores in downtown Pittsburgh anymore, but how many businesses are there?
We have 140 retailers in downtown Pittsburgh, and 67% of those are locally owned. So when you're coming downtown to shop, you're getting an experience that you're not going to find in any of the malls or big box kind of super centers. These are folks who are going out and buying product that they think you want to see. You know, we have boutiques importing clothes from Portugal. We have a number of stores that are supporting local makers and only showing things that are made in southwestern Pennsylvania. So it's a really interesting and unique experience. To come down and shop and find things you're not going to find anywhere else.
And one of the best toy stores in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. My kids have been big fans of Randall's on Smithfield Street for 8 years now. As long as we've been in Pittsburgh, they can expect a couple of gifts under the tree from that great store.
And the part you can't control, Mother Nature, looks like in the afternoon and evening it's going to be nice with dry conditions and temperatures around 40 degrees, so that's good compared to what it's been at other times where you got sideways wind or whatever. Have a great light-up night.
Thanks. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to everyone coming down. Check out our website, downtownpittsburgh.com/holidays, for everything happening on Comcast Light-Up Night and throughout the season with the People's Gas Holiday Market and a whole host of kids and family activities.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.